Hey there, this is Kizkit for the Female Sexy Audio Post on /SOC for 4chan. I'm just gonna go through the starter questions since I was lucky enough to get some recording time to do so. Whoops. Now, where to begin? Question one probably makes sense. Yeah, let's start with that. Question one. Where are you right now, and what are you wearing? No need to make it up. Honesty is more fun. I'm in bed still. I can't be bothered to get up. I set up a wind tunnel with a big old 20-inch box fan, a microfiber blanket, and some clothespins, so it's pretty comfortable in here at the moment. Or, well, it will be again. I turned it off temporarily so that I could record this. So yeah, just wearing a t-shirt, some sweats, and that's about it. Not even socks. Question two. What brought you here at this time? What inspired you to record? Well, I kinda like sharing my sexy audio stuff, he says it is, and a fan over at, Gone Wild Audio, the subreddit, told me about this particular thread. Otherwise, I'd probably never have found it. I seriously didn't expect to find it in /SOC of all places. For inspiration, lots of things. But the one that tipped me over the edge into actually doing it was I also run an educational YouTube channel teaching game design and keep getting comments about how my voice is too soft for hard info dumps. One person in particular basically told me to just go do ASMR stuff instead of sharing anything useful because I sounded too feminine. Kinda pissed me off, and I was like, you know what, fuck that. If I'ma use my voice, I'ma use it for evil. Or, well, something that might turn into money eventually. Porn's good money, right? Sure it is. So yeah, basically just been playing around with the medium to see what I can do with it. And, porn means money, so money is the root of all evil, something, I don't know, just pretend it makes sense. We're just gonna go with that, okay? Okay. Question number three. Have you ever recorded audios for the thread before? No, sort of. Well, nah, like, I've recorded for the GWA subreddit. I've recorded for Fudanari Palace. But not for this thread specifically. Honestly, it's all gonna end up on Soundgasm, so it doesn't much matter who it's for, since anyone can look me up there. Fourth question. Have you ever posted an audio in here in which you reached orgasm? If so, did it excite you to come for us, knowing we were listening? Every audio I have linked has an orgasm in it. Now, admittedly, most of them are what I'd call enhanced orgasms, as in there's a real one in there somewhere, but they tend to be louder, drawn out longer, generally played up for the camera, or mic in this case, so there is actual orgasms going on, but most of them are exaggerated. And, well, I'm a bit of an exhibitionist. I mean, I'm making porn, so who would have fucking guessed? So, yeah. Kinda enjoy sharing that with people. Let's see, number five. What are your kinks and turn-ons, etc.? Do you have a list? Oh, gods, yes. It's a big list. So, we're not going to cover all of it. At the very top of that list, though, role reversal. Like, by far my favorite kink. Doesn't matter if it's a guy getting donned by a girl, a fictional only kid turning their babysitter into a breeding bitch. Prey furries absolutely reaming a predator. It's all pretty much good for me. Furries are another one. Yes, I am a furfig. Deal with it. Huge cocks. Love huge cocks. Or seeing them harden. Oh, I love that. Yes, best part, really. Seeing it grow from soft, tiny, then 15 inches of cock. Oh, yeah. I don't know, I just enjoy watching it grow. Anyway, there's a huge list, so I'm not gonna go further into it. Question 6. How often do you tend to masturbate, and what's your preferred method of masturbating? Describe your usual method as best you can. Oh dear, like 3 to 5 times per day on average, sometimes more. It's actually kind of a nuisance. I can't say I care for my libido shoving itself into my day when I'm trying to work on something. If you're that concerned about the description, then listen to the Girl Behind the Mic audio on the length soundgasm. That'll tell you all you need to know. 7. What's the most risky place, from a point of view of being discovered, where you've masturbated to orgasm? In the same room where both my parents were at the time. Number 8, have you ever masturbated for anyone else other than on here? And if so, tell us about it. Definitely. I kind of enjoy mutual masturbation over like Skype or Discord with friends. Well, I guess friends, in quotation marks, might be more accurate. So yeah, sometimes not even mutual. Sometimes I just want to have someone listen to me orgasm. It's a bit of something I particularly enjoy. What's your favorite way to be fucked? Doggy style, at least at first. And then pounded so fucking hard I get forced into laying down. Maybe up against the wall? Question 10. Do you like it a little rough, being held down and used? No, I like it a lot rough. Don't you dare go half-hearted on me. If you're gonna fuck me, it better be all in. Okay, question 11. Are you a dom, a sub, or a switch? Naturally, I'm actually pretty subby as hell. But I've been learning to be a switch because sometimes people want me to dom them, and, well, it really frustrates me to not be able to. So, I want to do what they desire, and that includes domming, even if I consider domming to be a submissive act in that case. So, yeah. Fortunately, it's not too far out of line for me. I'm kind of bratty-ish in a way. Like, I need someone who can take proper control over me, and I tend to test them, put them to a challenge. I'm rather aggressive sub, where the idea is you have to be able to earn the right to dom me, kind of thing. So, yeah. Okay, so I just noticed that, there is no question 12. There's only question 13. That's kind of weird. So, yeah. Actually, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna move it in case anybody has, like, superstitions. I'll move question 13 to question 12 and question 13. So, question 12, then, would be, have you ever had a sexual experience with another girl? If so, tell us a little about it. Yes. My first time I had sex was when I was 7 with a girl who was 8. I'm not gonna go into detail on that though. I'm Right. Some things really are better off just letting die. I don't want to go through that again. So, yeah. Anyway. Question 14. Do you ever use a toy when you masturbate? If so, please describe it. A little buzz from it would be fun to demonstrate. I'm not really in a living situation where I can consistently make use of toys. The one I've been able to sneak to use, which doesn't seem awkward to have around, is an 11-inch long plastic chopstick. It's thin, but yeah. I've taken that to the hilt. Make of that as you will. So, question 14 again. Oh, that's where they messed up. Have you ever had sex with more than one person at the same time? So tell us a little about it. In erotic roleplay? Sure, lots of times. In person? No. Since you're probably looking for the thing in person, I guess I don't really have anything to offer you. Question 15. Can you remember what it was that inspired you to come the last time you masturbated? What were you thinking about, watching, listening to, etc.? In this case, it was Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. Question 16. Do you like to go for multiple orgasms, or is one usually enough? I've done multiple, but I find those beyond the first usually aren't that good, and it tends to become sore and less sensitive after the first few rounds in a row. My record to date was... To be honest, I don't really remember if it was 21 or 22. I think it was 22, actually, in a row. In a competition with an ex-boyfriend, it was not a good idea. That actually hurt quite a few days afterward. I don't particularly recommend such. One's generally plenty, two if I'm really into it. Question 17. If you were to record a script, what kind of subject matter would appeal to you? I've already done so. I do all my own script writing, and it usually winds up being food-based with lots of role reversal. 18. Are you able to improvise scenes? Would you like to do that kind of stuff? Honestly, I don't do so well at improvising. Well, I do, but I wander off topic really easily. Like, I'm kind of scatterbrained in a lot of ways. I've tried, but it's probably better to keep me at least partially scripted. Like, some wiggle room to wander is fine, but purely unscripted stuff tends to turn out pretty horribly. Or, well, kind of epic, just in a terribly screwed up way. not particularly in a very, sexy way, so, yeah. Question 19. Please choose a vocaroo name to use. One that is not yours and not one you've used for Skype, camming, or anything else that could be connected back to you, the person. Well, I'm using Soundgasm at the moment, but I might have to use vocaroo. Like, it's looking like Soundgasm may be going down soon. I have everything backed up, so it's okay, but... I'd rather keep Soundgasm around, but on Soundgasm, I'm using Qiskit, so not much need to make a Vocaroo account yet. Maybe never, since I already used the Soundgasm one. And in case anyone's curious, Qiskit's a character I play on a free BDSM mock. Yay! Not exactly linkable back to me, but it seemed like an appropriate name to use given the material. Anyway, those are my intro questions. I hope you enjoyed the answers. Yay!